It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We are in the state of Utah. San Jose Sharks are starting a back-to-back set of games. Home and home, not with the same team. But tonight, we go back to the scene of the first Sharks victory of the season. What a comeback it was against the Utah Hockey Club with Alex Wennberg getting the game-winning goal in overtime. I think the San Jose Sharks, especially after their last game, Drew, against the Vegas Golden Knights, would not like to spot a multi-goal lead to the Utah Hockey Club now, given the fact also they've got one win in their last 10 home games.
Yeah, they've not been a very much of a force at home. When you look at the way that the Sharks started the season off, and even after that comeback win, they still spotted teams. They're much better lately on the starts of games, which is crucially important, as we all know, and not getting yourself in a hole. Overall with the Sharks, I think, Danny, we're seeing a lot of positives. I think we're seeing an identity kind of sort its way out, but there still is some areas where they're just not quite where they need to be in order to be a consistent threat to win every night.
They scored a couple goals on the power play, yeah, which was interesting, yeah, and they did it against a really good team. The one change that the coaching staff made was they put Tim Liljegren on the point on that first unit. They had five forwards for a few games. That wasn't working. And now with that one somewhat offensively minded defenseman, they had some success. And can you believe that was the first defenseman to score a power play goal this season?
No. But then, yes. I thought maybe Jake had had one, Jake Wallman. But the Sharks' D, unlike the D that the Sharks are playing tonight, aren't very offensively gifted. They're not putting a lot of points up on the board. But the D for Utah, they do contribute quite a bit offensively to their team. In fact, it's a nice number, as a matter of fact, when you look at how they play. So for the Sharks, and you know as well as I do, geez, in this game, you got to have your D involved in every aspect, not just defensively, not just in the neutral zone, but in the offensive play as well.
Well, with that relationship, tell us how Shakir Muhammadulin is doing in the National Hockey League.
I think he's making progress every game, to tell you the truth. And I'm biased. Like, I really like Shakir as far as a person goes, and I think he's got a ton of talent. From his games, he's still less impactful than he was at the American Hockey League level. At the American Hockey League level, there were nights, Danny, when I got to watch him, where he absolutely dominated. And when at the NHL level, I still think he's trying to learn his way. But don't you find him tonight, or don't you find him more and more just relaxed and sure of himself on the ice
now? Without question, yeah. Especially when he's setting up and sorting things out. The, yeah, sort outs are so important for a defenseman, and he's so much better, it seems, at making the right decision quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like you're playing chess all your life, and then you have to play speed chess, and all of a sudden everything changes, or 3D chess, and everything changes. So, yeah, I agree with you there. I think that his sort outs are quicker. I think he's less hesitant. He gets up in the rush. I do think he still needs to speed up his physical play sometimes, like closing quickly. But what he does, and that's what I really like about Doug Huda, who coaches the defense and works with him, he doesn't give him too much. One thing he said to Shakir to start things off, you are a big, long, rangy guy. Use that reach. Use that stick. And if you watch him lately in the Shark zone, he's very good at getting his stick in the passing lane.
Yeah, and it looks like he works pretty well with Jan Ruda, too. Kind of interesting that that's going to be the same defensive pair tonight. Looks like Marc-Edouard Vlasic is probably going to be sitting out. He's getting awfully close to 1,300 games. Only needs two more to go. Would love to see that happen soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We love Marc-Edouard Vlasic. He's been a great player for the San Jose Sharks for so many years. He's not the same shutdown D he once was, but he still knows how to position himself. He still is a guy that has a very good stick defensively, still a guy that can push you out of the way and get you into the box you out early. He's since he came back, they got two wins in a row. Then he sat out and they lost. If you go by him, he'll go, what do you expect? And that's just the way he is. He's a great presence in the room, great person, wonderful leader. Want to see him get that 1,300 as quickly as possible.
And also a guy like that is Yaroslav Askarov, who's going to be backing up today. I really think they need to get some wins out of Georgiev. I thought he played pretty well against Vegas.
I thought it was his best game.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I really liked his game. I thought he was under siege. He had stopped. He had a lot of traffic in front, a lot of high-skilled players. And I think that's and we knew going back-to-back there was going to be some sort of one was going to play one game, one was going to play the next game. And Ryan Warsawski basically told us that. We just didn't know which was going to be in the order. But coming off that game against Vegas, I thought he played his best game as a San Jose Shark. And starting to, I think, look comfortable with how the team plays in front of him.
It seems like that's a reasonable thing. He's starting to get some comfort in working with these guys.
Yeah, and
it's important for a goalie.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got, and you know as well as I do. You know, you're working with a goalie tonight, and Alex Daylock, and he'll be able to tell you better than anybody the communication level, understanding, and trusting your D. You know, trusting your D to say, okay, if it's a 2-on-1. You got that guy over there. I'm going to take this guy over here. He made a couple of really good saves. Like I said, it's Vegas. You know, Vegas is such a good hockey team with so many star players that Vegas, for a while, for a lot of the game, really outplayed the Sharks, and he held them in there.
Under siege, he did a good job, and the defense sort of held a little bit.
Yep.
It really was a one-goal game, but yeah. I want to talk about the empty net goal. And I want to say it was a one-on-one situation with Macklin Celebrini and Mark Stone. Now, Mark Stone is a KG vet, always plays well against the Sharks, plays well against every team. But he took it all the way to the end to 60 minutes with his team in the lead, got the empty net goal. Celebrini turned over the puck. What did Macklin learn from that? And obviously, we don't think he'll ever do anything like that again, but what's the thing you learn?
Well, I thought that was a really interesting play because Mark Stone was coming off. He was waving to the bench that he wanted to come off. And then he gets the puck. Macklin does a hell of a job on taking the puck from him and then tries to turn it back up right away because the clock is an empty net. Boom, I want to get going the other way. Mark Stone leads the National Hockey League in takeaways since 2014-15 with about almost 900. I think it was 893 going into that game.
I didn't know that. That's a good number.
Yeah, well, Darren Stevens, thank you very much. You know I don't know that number. I need somebody else to help me with that, guys like you and Darren. And so he's big, he's strong, he has got a long stick. He uses a longer stick. He's a big guy. He's even a longer stick than normal. I asked him about it once when he just first started in the league. He said, got to get your stick on the puck. And does a great job on body position, does a great job on stealing the puck, and then bang, he's able to get the empty net for his team. And what Macklin will learn is, one, remember who you're on the ice against. Number two, sometimes taking it back, and you know, it's not like football where every inch you gain is valuable. Bring it back, create some space between you and the defender, and then try to go the other way. But Macklin's, those are lessons that I don't remember who even told. I think it was my grandmother told me, lessons learned in pain are lessons best remembered.
Oh, he won't forget it.
No,
and
exactly.
And he won't do it again. We've noticed whenever he does something it's not perfect, he never makes that mistake again. But the one thing you always have to remember is you always have to protect the puck, and you have to do it for 60 minutes all the way to the end, no matter what the score is. And you can't think on the other side of the puck. I'm thinking Detroit playoffs 2007. You can't let that happen. And those are lessons that everybody has to learn. We are going to be on the air at 5:30 Pacific time. Alex Daylock will be with me on the Sharks Audio Network. Drew will be on with Randy on NBC Sports California. We've got the Sharks and the Utah Hockey Club. Dylan Gunther is out. Josh Doan recalled. Carl Vemelka is in the nets against Alexander Georgiev. Make sure you tuned in on your drive home. 5:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.